is the Lifted Life Podcast. We created the show to help you live a lifted life. Let's do it.
Today's episode 25, Getting Outside.
We have been outside so much today, haven't we?
We have. It's been beautiful here.
It's springtime in the Midwest. We, of course, are coming at you live from Kansas City, Missouri. And pretty much at this point in the year, there's going to be some rainy days, but there's also going to be tons of opportunities to get outside because the temperature is finally not freezing anymore.
But that's an excuse, right? To not get outside because it's cold.
Right. There's definitely the proverb, there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing. I think it's a Danish proverb. Mm-hmm. It basically means get yourself bundled up and get outside.
But I will admit, I do a walk every morning, and when it started getting really cold here, I stopped going outside.
Yeah, it was probably cold. Especially cold in the morning.
Yeah.
But maybe you just didn't have the right... Did you have a ski mask on?
So, yeah, you're probably right. I probably didn't have the right clothing.
And also wearing a ski mask around the neighborhood is kind of creepy, so don't do that. Don't do that, listeners at home. Yeah, so we wanted to do an episode today talking about getting outside because we do feel that nature is just the best. It's genius. It's healing. It's what we need more of. We were not designed to be inside these little boxes all day long. And so that's a big part of the Lifted movement is natural healing. And we believe that being outside is probably one of the most direct routes to natural healing.
Well, it's kind of like you said, I think naturally our bodies are designed to get some of that energy or some of that, I guess, energy is all I can think to call it, but from nature, like it provides that for our bodies to function properly.
Well, it definitely is a stress reducer. So there's been studies that show time spent out in nature naturally reduces stress, naturally promotes physical well-being and mental well-being, but there's so much more to it. It's about how we feel when we're connected to the earth. It's about how we feel when we're breathing in more fresh air. And of course, it's about how we feel when we're exposing our skin and our eyes to the sun.
Yeah, but also, I mean, the article you sent me today, they're talking about just chemically what happens inside your body whenever you're exposed to sun and mm-hmm. to other things. Like you're physically, something's happening inside you when you're in nature.
Mm-hmm. Good things.
Good things.
Yeah, and we're not actually always inside houses all day long. We were hunters and gatherers who spent a great deal of time outside in nature. We used our homes to sleep in rather than opposite. Now we spend most of our time inside and we say, oh, I really need to get outside. And we pop outside for 20 minutes and call it a day and then go back inside. So I thought for today's episode, what I'd really love to do is kind of discuss some ways that you can get creative. Think differently about outside time, because when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change. And I think that's Wayne Dyer. And that's a big part of it. It's not just, oh, it's nice. I feel guilty for being inside. It's like, it's nice. I will do everything in my power to get outside. And so what does that mean for you? And what could it mean for me? So personally, there's a few exercises that I like to do daily, not just like physical exercises, but things like journaling and brainstorming for my business. That is something that can easily be done outside with a notebook. And so we do have outdoor furniture that makes it very accessible and easy for me to spend time in the office outside, in my outside office. So this could just be an encouragement or maybe planting a seed of saying, how can you think about it differently about the things you do in the course of the day? And how can you incorporate more time outside? Because it's so good for us. It's so healing. It's not just about getting the sunlight naturally to our skin and eyes, but also it's about avoiding the artificial blue light being on your skin all day from being indoors under fluorescent or LED lights. Which, by the way, I just did a whole little mini chat in our Lifted Life group about light and how I switched our light bulbs and how I've made my focus to be reducing my artificial light at night. So definitely check out the Lifted Life over on Facebook where you get a kind of behind the scenes peek.
So I think for me, I like to do walks in the morning, but for me, it's more like clearing the mind and starting my morning fresh, like a clean slate. Kind of working those things out, but I'm getting my outside time and I'm getting the morning light.
I was going to say, so my research has shown that the sunlight that we get from the sunrise is among the most healing it's like next level sunlight.
But you can also just take your standard task outside. So like I said, I like to walk, but like I do like a coaching session, or I don't do, I'm in a coaching session where I have to listen to videos or audio.
Take it outside.
I take it outside and sit on the front porch and listen to it.
I do think the walking is really cool because you're getting so many benefits, right? Yeah, exercise, no, heart health.
No, I agree with that. I don't want to give up the walking. I'm just saying there's other tasks I do during the day that I could easily just sit outside and do. I don't have to sit inside.
Right. And even I had this idea for a blog post in the winter when it was cold and I was finding myself struggling to get outside more. And I thought, what if I came up with 21 creative ways to get outside? So my sister's mailbox is kind of around the corner and you have to go into this little group mailbox area with your key. And she's like, I got to get the mail. So we would run down there together and we would come back in so rejuvenated from the brisk air, the run, the whole thing. Whereas our mailbox is attached to our house. So that doesn't really work. So I thought, what are some other ways? Like if you just even made a challenge, I'm going to walk down to the end of the street, touch the stop sign and come back. And that's a win, but you have to create it. And make it into some sort of game or project. What are some other ways? I do know that yard work is one of those things that you and I have both hated since we've become homeowners. And yet it's such a great way to get fresh air, move your body, make your house look nice, all of these things. So
there's something satisfying about finishing mowing the yard. But other than that, I don't care for lawn work.
Right. Well, I'm just saying if you go out and you pick up a few sticks and put them in a brown bag and then you're like, I picked up, I don't know, just something that
gets I understand what you're saying. And I think that's a great way to get yourself to do it.
Yeah.
But I think once you start doing it and you get in the habit and the pattern of doing it, it almost feels strange not to do it. Like when it was so cold and I couldn't walk, I was like feeling like I was missing walking. Like it wasn't like I had to play a game to get myself outside. It was more like, man, I wish it wasn't so cold.
Right. So anyway, the whole idea of today's episode is really just changing the way you think about outside time. We want to lose the guilt about not being outside because that's not working. You can't, when you guilt yourself into doing something different, it never works. It just doesn't.
Well, you come in with low energy. So even though you do it, you're doing it from a low energy place.
It reminds me of like going to the gym. Like I was so bad this weekend. I ate so bad. Uh-huh. It's like, ugh, I hate that stuff. Same thing with outside time. Like I have to get out there. It's nice. I feel so bad for sitting in front of the TV. But really, it's not like that. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And so when you start to think, what activities that I want or need or would like to do, could I do outside? I mentioned yoga. I use that term loosely. You could also just stretch. Yoga mats are nice to stretch. Yoga is this whole complicated thing that I think is amazing for breath, the way it trains us to use our breath and the way it gives our internal organs these comforting squeezy hugs. But I'm by no means a yoga expert, so instead I do some stretches and call it yoga, but I'll probably just start calling it stretches now that I'm talking out loud about it. But doing that outside is what I'm trying to get to.
I think even just sitting outside, I think that's kind of overlooked. Like just sitting outside and just listening to the sounds, looking at a tree, or I mean, just trying to connect to nature. I think just that alone is very powerful.
Totally agree. And I think you can have your phone nearby if you need to for whatever reason. But even I think what we're trying to invite in is maybe some stillness. And what I try to tell the kiddos, our kids, a lot is that boredom is actually really good for you. Because when you're bored, you finally give your brain time and space to process and to make sense of things. And so by allowing yourself the stillness of reflection time, you're going to make connections. You're going to come up with the ahas that you're looking for. And what better way to do it than in nature, based on all the research and studies that show nature is calming, nature is soothing, nature is good for your mental health, nature is good for your physical health. And so while it's really nice to go to the woods or the oceans or the mountains, just one is enough. Mountains. I'm personally a woods gal. What about you? Ocean, woods, mountains.
I think I'd be partial to ocean.
Yeah, it's so noisy for
me. There's lots of oceans in Missouri, though, to go to.
I love the woods. Did you even know that my name, Sylvia, means of the woods?
Really?
Did you know that?
I did.
What does your name mean?
The most honorable thing on earth.
Dang straight.
I think it means honorable, but I don't think it's most honorable. But I was debating whether I was going to argue with this or say this. Not argue. I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but I think when you go on the walk, you should leave the phone at home. And I also think you should leave the dog at home.
Dogs need walk.
They do. But I really think that when you go on the walk, you should leave the phone, music, leave it all at home and do your walk without. I truly think
that. There's benefits to doing that. And then there's other benefits to putting in your headphones, listening to a podcast that's an hour long and saying, listen, mother trucker, we're walking for an hour. Yeah. Here's the deal about me being an extrovert. I love walking with a friend, my mom, my twin flame, my sister, my frenzy, any of these people. And I will walk for an hour and a half or 2 hours with them. You looking at me funny. You don't buy it. I would.
Yeah, because when I go on a walk, it's like 5 minutes.
Maybe you don't fit into the category. No, listen. So what I'm saying is, if I am entertained, I will walk further. I'll get more nature, more fresh air, more sunlight, more exercise. And if I'm like trying to be all like guru yogi, like you just insisted everybody do, then I'm going to be on that walk for 5 or 10 minutes. And I'll be bored as heck.
No, it was presented to me as a challenge to try it because at the time I thought there is no way that I'm going to exercise without music. Like mm-hmm. for me, that was the absolute minimum, but there was like, also, you know, I could be checking my email. I could be doing all, like you were saying, multitasking. And the argument was, no, try to be with just yourself on the mm-hmm. walk.
Yeah. That's a nice exercise to try.
I'm not saying every time, but right. just try it. See if you can do it.
Yeah, sure. And then go on a walk with your friend because it's way more fun. Anyway, so back to the topic here. We were talking about getting outside, people. Do you go outside for how long? Have you ever stayed outside for like hours and hours and hours? Because this weekend and even a couple weekends ago when the weather was perfect, we did. And I felt so sun-kissed and so relaxed and so amazing just from intentionally being outside more. And so a big part of this shift, like I said, is the shift around how you think about it, because the story you bring to it will change your impression about it. And back before I was asking which one you preferred, ocean, mountains, or forest, or the woods, I was getting ready to say, I don't think you really need any of those three. Your backyard, your front yard, your little green terrace area that you have, a little park that you walk to or can get to, those all work. If you can hear the birds, if you can watch trees growing, especially if you can watch the way a tree changes through the seasons, I think all of these things are very calming and connecting, and they help you to see the bigger picture and the flow of like life in the coolest of ways. So anyway, that's the main message I was hoping to convey.
Do you think there's a number of minutes people should shoot for, or do you think it's on each person's own?
Well, I do know that some people are going to say, well, we need to be really careful about the sun and skin cancer and stuff. Yeah. So from what I've learned on that, the time you need to be the most careful is between 10 and 3. If I'm at the pool or something during those times, what I usually do is expose our bodies to sun for the first 15 to 20 minutes. And then I apply a mineral based sunscreen. So it's very important that it's mineral based and not chemically based. Most sunscreens are chemically based, which they're killing our ocean life. And if you just kind of think about that for a minute, do you want to smear that all over your body? No. So, beyond that, if it's after 3, some people would say maybe 4, and from 4 till sunset, and also from sunrise until about 10 a.m., those are the most healing rays that are the least damaging. And in fact, some say that even exposure during those times protect your skin during those other times, which is really cool. And I just feel like there's not enough easily accessible research on that. I just think when I go looking for this information about how to best get more vitamin D naturally, how to best protect yourself from the sun, but also get the kind of exposure you need, it's all very difficultly written and really high-tech, not very layman type terms. And so I do hope to continue to learn about that so that I can share it in a way that's easy for all of us regular folk to understand and then use. Because I'm all about know better, do better. And I do not like all the fear-mongering that says, you can't do this and don't do that. It's just know better, do better, move on.
Yeah, that's what makes it tough.
Yeah.
The fear-mongering.
Balancing between, hey, actually some of these things are toxic and there are a lot of chemicals in X, Y, and Z, and know better, do better, not just stand around worrying yourself sick because...
Yeah. Well, you have to weigh the benefits, right? I mean...
Right. You always say, well, what's the point of living 150 years old if you don't get to live the life you want?
Yeah.
And my response is always, it's not about quantity. It's about the quality of your life. Because true health and well-being, physical and mental, is where it's at. Right?
Correct. I think that should be another podcast.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I think that's about a wrap. What do you say?
Sounds good.
So if you are committed to more time outside, hit us up in the... Can't do the comments. Hit us up over on Instagram at Lifted Naturals. We are trying to grow that Instagram platform. We have a pretty good following over on Facebook, but we started the Instagram later. So come say hi to us over there. We're going to be doing a giveaway soon over there. So keep an eye out for that because we're wanting to grow that following. And we're going to do that by giving you some free products. So check that out when you have a minute. Thanks so much for listening. Get your booty outside.